Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey B. has researched grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So who doesn't like a bargain? My sister Diane is the queen at finding a way to purchase any item below retail value. Now, I called her up before I went into the studio to record and told her what I was going to say. And she says, why would anyone pay regular price when you can get it cheaper? So you see, I needed a stainless steel garbage pail for my new farmhouse. She said immediately, go to Bed Bath & Beyond. And then she pulled out six 10 to 20% off coupons. I said, she is the queen. But this show is about plant sale bargains in a nursery. One that sells plants, not kids. Oh, that's my botany joke I usually use on stage when I'm speaking somewhere. Most people this time of the year are looking for mums, chrysanthemums, ornamental cabbage or kale, pumpkins, or bales of hay. The next time you are in a nursery, take a look at their perennials. The nurseryman or woman will try to steer you away from them because they look, well, I'll use the Italian word my parents would use, they look scashad. This means they don't look good. More likely, they look mostly dead. So why would you want to spruce up your home with a dead-looking plant? The key word is, or hyphenated word, is dead-looking. You see, like Frosty, they'll be back again someday. What looks skyshod now will be a flourishing perennial flower next spring or summer. If you were the salesperson, you would obviously stare someone away from these plants. But many nurseries would love to reduce this plant stock to make way for vibrant plants. You see, I'm sure you know that most nurseries, they don't grow their own plants. There are specific nurseries or farms that will grow perennials, or some will just grow some perennials that just grow in the sun, shade, etc. And then they bring them in. So they, in essence, are wholesaling the product. When these perennials are blooming, they are enticing the customer to buy. But me, knowing that this skyshod plant of today will become something that I am looking for next year, it entices, or it's my job now, to entice the employee to show me their dead-looking perennials. My case in point, this week I went to a nursery to use a gift card I received. Upon arrival, the nurseryman, he happened to actually own, I found that out as we had our conversation, because I always like to have conversations with your nurseryman or woman because they're so knowledgeable about the plants they sell. Well, he initially led me to a field that was filled with chrysanthemums. There was also some annual fall grasses, which are very beautiful, but they're annual, meaning they do not come back, and they were in bloom, as well as some ornamental cabbage. I looked them all over, first because I enjoy looking at those great colors of fall. This is, you know, one of my degrees is in botany, and to me, it's like anytime I could see a plant in bloom, it is just, in my mind, I always use this word, but it's true, they're spectacular. Next, I asked him to show me his selection of perennial plants. With a perplexed look on his face, he said, you may not want to see them because they don't look so good. I said, hey, that's okay. When I took a look at what he was about to show me, we got there, he was correct. But I knew prior going in what it would look like. My eyes wander through all the containers that still possess. See, I'm looking and I want to see which ones still have a little bit of growth so I can assess their viability. If a plant looks like it needs mouth to leaf resuscitation, another one of my botany jokes, I walk past them. So let's first now discuss a few points you should know before you even leave your home to go to the nursery. Do you live in deer country? They will mow down just about every plant, because if you live in deer country, you absolutely know this. But the same way that you have taste buds and you like certain plants, you know, you eat vegetables, fruits, etc., and certain ones you go, I don't like them. Don't give me the carrots, whatever your likes and dislikes are. Well, deer are the same way. Well, there is a list, and see, some of the homework you have to do. There's a list of deer-resistant plants, and they call them deer-resistant because you may catch a deer that goes, this guy tastes pretty good. But most, for the general parts, they're called deer-resistant plants. Examples might be some like bee bombs or yarrows, russin sage, to name a few. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. But before going, do you have a color scheme in mind? For example, bee bomb comes in a few different colors. Well, which color did you want? So you need to, have this plan in place. Currently on your property, well, do you have a perennial garden? If so, what plants or colors could you add? You see, you might just go in there going, hey, I need some bee bomb. I really got to add that in. Or you're going, I got the red bee bomb. I want to find like a lighter shade on this side of the perennial garden. So you're going to say, what can I add or complement to what I already have? If you're a novice or rookie gardener, first go to your local bookstore. There are many books on how to plan a perennial flower garden. They have perennial flower gardens for sun, for shade, for attracting butterflies, which attracts bees, by the way. And yes, bees are good. They are our friends. They are the pollinators. And bees are having such a hard time worldwide that we need to really take care of all the different types of honeybees. Well, you look inside these books, and they're going to break down some of the gardens to sun or shade. They will have specific plants that will thrive in either, but usually not in both. So you go to the nursery with a plan in place, with a list in your hand. So you see, it's imperative that you did your homework. So back to my recent trip to the nursery. I mentioned I wanted deer-resistant plants. So I already knew that was going to limit my selection, but I had my list. And I knew that going in, and I knew what I wanted, but I also needed to see, well, what did he have in stock? So I asked the price. The nurseryman said, well, in the spring, they go for $10 each, but I'm going to let you have them because they don't look so good for $5. $5, that's 50% off. My sister may be the queen, but in a kingdom far, far away, I am the king of perennial plant purchases, the triple P. I looked through and inspected the plant stock, made my selections. The nurseryman, he was very informative and helpful because, as I said, many of them have some great knowledge and you want to ask these questions because, hey, you're a sponge, you want to learn, so this way your gardens will become better. At the end of all my selections, he said, I'll throw in one more plant, select anyone. I am the king. But be forewarned, when you return home, anyone's going to look at your plants of this scotchard, like in the back of my pickup truck. If you looked, you would have said, what the heck did you just buy? Because they look mostly dead. Well, you're probably going to receive an earful from some people. Well, just like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. Remember that show? It wasn't until he showed love that the tree began to shine. So next spring, your plants will shine and your pocket will have a few extra dollars because you found a few perennial plant bargains. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures.
You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.